Several states are holding primaries today or primary runoffs, but there was a vote in Illinois last week that in some respects may wind up being far more consequential than any political contest of the year. Why? How could that be? Well, this vote I refer to was in the Illinois State Legislature, and while few were looking or paying attention, that legislature voted to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment, which means now 37 states, including Texas, have approved the ERA. We're just one state shy of it becoming an amendment to the U.S. Constitution. If that doesn't give you chill bumps, I don't know what will. This is a huge moment, a turning point for the United States, unless it's too late. Julie Suk, who specializes in equality and anti-discrimination law, is a professor at the Cardozo School of Law at Yeshiva University, joins us now. Professor Suk, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
You know, you think about how much the ERA was the stuff of battles in the streets, on the front pages of the New York Times. And now here it is, one state away from, what is it? How many states have to approve? Three quarters of the states?
Three quarters. And that would be 38 states today.
That is astonishing. So what would stand in the way of the Equal Rights Amendment becoming U.S. law?
So there was a deadline for ratification of the ERA. Originally, when the amendment was adopted by Congress in 1972, the deadline was set for 7 years, which is to say 1979. And then the deadline was extended to 1982. So since the deadline has passed, some people have argued that any post-deadline ratifications would not be valid. We have two states now that have ratified after the deadline, Nevada last year and Illinois last week. It's important to note that the deadline was not part of the Equal Rights Amendment itself. It was just in the proposing legislation for the Equal Rights Amendment.
Interesting. Now, is the does the U.S. Constitution have anything to say about deadlines?
Not explicitly in the text of Article 5. Deadlines have been used since the Prohibition Amendment, but the deadline, differently in the ERA, was part of the proposing legislation. So one theory is that as long as Congress removes the deadline by legislation, there is a bill in Congress right now that would remove that 1982 deadline. Then that would obviously validate the two ratifications that occurred after 1982. But another argument that has been made is that imposing a deadline is not valid because it creates an additional barrier to amending the Constitution that's not mentioned in Article 5, and such an additional barrier to constitutional change would itself be not authorized by the Constitution and therefore not valid.
Is it clear what state might be that that tipping point state? Have scholars identified that?
There was some momentum in Virginia, and it has been introduced for the last several years in Virginia. Virginia is a state that has an ERA in its state constitution. So
is it conceivable that if Virginia were to ratify this amendment and there were no change to the underlying statute or whatever it was that Congress passed, that we might actually see a constitutional showdown? It could wind up before the Supreme Court.
Yes, I think there will be a constitutional showdown because many people believe that the deadline was not valid. And therefore, as long as the 38th state ratifies, the amendment is now part of the Constitution. But it's also very reasonable to argue that the deadline was valid and you need congressional action to remove the deadline. So what could end up happening is that those who believe that the deadline was not valid will live their lives as though the ERA is part of the Constitution and will perhaps try to enforce provisions of the ERA. So let's say a state attempts to abridge or deny equal rights on account of sex, then you might bring a constitutional challenge based on the ERA. So then it would be up to the judge before whom such a case went before to determine whether or not this is actually part of the Constitution.
That is fascinating. Julie Suk is a law professor at the Cardozo School of Law at Yeshiva University. She specializes in equality and anti-discrimination law. Professor Suk, thanks so much for joining us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.